everybody. Happy Sunday. So, yeah. We went out last night, so we didn't get to watch a movie. So I said, well, fuck it. We'll just do another sidetrack show
today. We had a pretty good time.
It was pretty fun.
Hiccuping.
Oh, you're right there?
Hiccuping. Okay.
Yeah, we went down to Mannequins. Now, I had thought that, and I guess he's kind of doing this, but I had kind of thought that they were going, like, more in 80s new wave, like, on Saturday nights, because they were, you know, since Barbarella moved. Yeah. But it started out like that. Like, he played a bunch of 80s new wave and stuff like that, but then it started going more into, like, their old format, which was What the Fuck Saturdays, which is, like, they'll just play anything.
Yeah.
Because then they started playing.
Well, he was reading the crowd.
Yeah.
He had a lot of What the Fuck people in there.
Yeah, it was pretty much all What the Fuck people. Yeah, it was a little, toward the end of the night, this was, like, so bizarre. Like, toward the end of the night, there was, like, I guess it was a pub crawl, because you know how they do those themed pub crawls, right? And I guess the theme was cruise ship.
Yeah.
So you had all of these, like, douchey 20-somethings. Wearing, like, Captain Steubing hats and, like, white shorts and Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, it looked like
and
the Love
Lays
Boat.
And stuff like that. Yeah, it looked like the fucking Love Boat all up in there.
Yeah.
And then it was so bizarre. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, why all these people have, like, cruise ship captain hats?
What's funny is this is Florida, so it blends in. It doesn't look that odd.
Not really. I mean, it was the hats that stood out. Yeah, if they were just wearing the shit that they were wearing, it wouldn't have stood out.
I knew it was some kind of an event. Yeah. But it kind of just looks like, you know, they're touring. Because they're just tourists everywhere, you know. Okay. Yeah, I'm stupid.
It was, like, super
funny. I knew there was costumes. It kind of looked cheap, you know. It didn't look real, but...
Yeah. And, I guess, like, toward the end of the night, like, they were going around in a bus, I guess. Because, like, this big bus came and, like, picked them all up. But, that was pretty funny. I don't know. It's just, it seemed like the music was really good at the beginning. Like I said, it was kind of more 80s new wave type stuff. And then it started going, I guess, like, more, once more, the douchey people started dancing.
We're calling them douchey people.
Well, you know.
She's talking about jocks. That's what he's calling back
the douchey people.
They're not jocks, they're like yuppies.
Yeah, like, when they started getting out on the floor, then he started going more toward, like, he started playing, like, fucking, like, you know, Sir Mix-a-Lot and shit, like, and Vanilla Ice and shit like that.
People call them mundanes. We call them mundanes.
Well, there's different words for
different
them.
Different kind of mundanes. They're just one of the mundanes. There's a lot of different groups that are mundanes.
So then we had to... So after that, like, when it started going that direction, we had to go out into the fucking... We went out on the patio, and they have a different DJ out there, and he usually plays kind of dark wave and industrial. He was... What was he playing out there? Like, fucking Covenant and fucking... Mm. Thrill Kill Cult and shit like that. So we went out there for a little while, but then I went back in to go to the bathroom and the Bee Gees were on. So then I ran out and I told Tom, like, the Bee Gees are on. So we had to go in and dance to the Bee Gees. And then ABBA. Yeah. He played Dancing Queen. It was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome. Fourth Rodown says, or Miami Vice Extras Night. It was, like, so weird. I will never understand that whole... Because remember that one guy there, and I was just, like, looking at him, like, I don't understand, like, why you would leave the house, like, wearing that. Like, or, you know, I don't, not that you wouldn't leave the house, like, wearing that, but why would you, like, go to a nightclub wearing that? Yeah. Like, those kind of, like, knee-length white shorts.
Yeah. And, well, like, was he part of the pub crawl?
But I'm not sure. That's what I mean. I couldn't tell. He didn't have, like, a hat
like
on.
Like a golf shirt, you know what I mean? Like some Izod shirt. That's what they wear, you know?
And then, like,
with a collar on it.
And then, like, white kind of shoes with no socks. Like, boat shoes. Not boat shoes,
like,
but.
You know. Just like, all right, man. I don't know. I guess it's an upper middle class, lower upper class thing. I don't know. I think rich people don't really give a shit what they look like. But because they're like, fuck you. They got fuck you money. It's just, that's the clothes they grew up with. So that's what they're going to wear. I think they're going to say that that's what they wear, I guess. You know, I don't know. I can't. I mean, we wear what we wear. They're going to wear what they're wearing.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell them, like, they're not allowed to wear that.
You know.
I'm just saying. See, I'm silently judging.
From my point of view, it lacks character. You know what I mean? It's just very generic.
Yeah.
Very bland. It doesn't really say anything, you know, to me.
Well.
You know.
It says I'm a really bland, boring person.
Yeah.
That's what it says. So it does. Yeah,
but
say
they
something.
Don't see themselves that way. They think they're life of the party. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh man. Dude.
Well, yeah, that's yeah.
And then like,
that's when we've talked about that before. Like those kind of people wouldn't bother me if they just came in and acted like normal and knew how to behave. But they don't. They always come in and they're just like, woo! Yeah, and they always have to like, look at me.
There's nothing to see. There's nothing to see.
I'm just like, just shut up and be normal. Goddamn.
Then they had like five guys come in their 20s, fucking white guys, and they were all kind of dressed like that. And fucking not a one of them was under 6 foot two. They were like 6'3", 6'4". Remember them dudes?
Yeah, I think I saw one of them because I had to like reach around to get my, because I had my drink was over there. And I'm like, would you move?
They were all fucking super tall. and I was looking at them, I was like, man, are these basketball players or something? Fucking, you know, white basketball players, maybe college or something. But they didn't look like they were in real good shape, really, to me, you know?
Maybe they're just tall guys that hang out together.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's a tall guy club.
It's a tall guy club.
You know, because there are short guy clubs. Fucking right. Yeah.
I wonder if there are tall guy clubs.
It must be the tall guy club. Where, you know, just ask Tom Cruise. There's all kinds of short guy clubs. He's in every one of them.
They probably don't call it that.
No, him and David Miscavige.
They're their own club.
Yeah, him and David Miscavige.
Those two.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Tom Cruise, we're going to have to go see... I guess we're going to have to go see that Top Gun movie. Yeah. We're going to go see... We were actually going to go see Firestarters yesterday, but Tom was like, I don't want to go anywhere on a Saturday. So,
look how she did my voice in that voice.
Yeah.
That's not how I sound.
Well, that's how you sound to me when you're complaining about something. No, I'm just trying to... I wasn't trying to be like, that's what you sound like. I was just trying to convey... That to me, it just always sounds like you're complaining about you didn't want to go. So we're going to go tomorrow, I guess, and see Firestarter.
Hugo said, I just watched The Northman. I'm going to storage it between Beowulf and Eric the Viking.
Man, Eric the Viking. I haven't seen that in a really long time. Holy shit.
I don't
know
if that's good or bad. I remember the CG Beowulf. That was pretty good with all the voice acting. I think that's what he's talking about. It's pretty good. A lot better than that.
Yeah, Beowulf was good, but it was like, I guess it wasn't supposed to be realistic. It was supposed to be like a mythical type of shit. Yeah. It was a little uncanny valley, but it was like, it was okay otherwise.
Right.
I watched a really good movie today. I don't want to talk too much about it because I'm going to record a review for it tomorrow, but I'd actually been hearing like a lot of buzz about this one. It's a movie, it's from Taiwan. And it's called The Sadness. Has anybody seen that? I think it's on Amazon Prime. I watched it on Shudder, though. It is a fucking bloodbath. If you're really into, like, gore, holy shit. You need to, like, it's fucking brutal. It's really fucked up. And I think it's all practical effects. So, just a heads up. If you're really, really into, like, really violent
gore films.
It's kind of like an infection type film. Like 28 Days Later or The Crazy. It's not zombies, but it's...
What's it called again?
The Sadness.
I didn't see it. You saw it?
Yeah, I watched it earlier.
Oh.
Because I was going to do a review for it.
All right.
I had just heard it was, like, really, really fucked up and, like, really, really gory. And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds like a recommendation. And, indeed, it is very, very fucked up and gory. I really enjoyed it quite a bit.
Pookie's going to try to get on the show. Are you going to try to get on the show?
You want to be on the show, Pookie?
Come here. No, don't
pick me up.
Yeah, come here. She wants to play with the toys, though.
Aw.
She keeps looking at me. All right. So we went out.
Yeah, and then we had to, of course, we had to hit McDonald's on the way home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was kind of laughing because...
He was the man. He's going, no, you the man.
That's what I was going to say. I thought it was, like, really funny.
You can tell the story.
Well, yeah. Well, we go to the drive-thru. Well, we were going to go to one McDonald's, but I think it was closed or it was too crowded or something like that. So then we went to another one that less people know about. So we went to that one, and I was kind of mad because I wanted a crispy chicken sandwich. But, like, in the middle of the night, even on Saturday nights, they don't do chicken. So I'm like, what? You don't do chicken shit.
Yeah.
They don't do chicken in the middle of the night. So I had to get a quarter pounder instead. But you'd ordered, and I don't remember like what you said exactly. That
I said, do you still have the thing where you get two Big Macs for $6? And he's like, yeah. And I says, let me get that. And she goes, okay, I get it. And I says, you are the man. And he goes, no, you the man.
It was like immediate. No, you're the man.
Yeah. So I get up there with the cashier, and he's a young black guy in his 20s with long plaits going all the way down. They went down to his elbow, didn't they?
I think I didn't see him. I didn't see him all that good.
And I'm paying, and I says, oh, by the way, you are the man. And he goes, no, you the man.
I said, no, you're the man.
And then I said, man, you got McDonald's at 2:00 in the morning. That means you're the man. He goes, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You know, then he comes back. And he goes, comes back and says some shit like, you're still the man, no. And I said, I'm 53 years old, and I'm telling you that you are the fucking man. And we got into the you're the man fight. And it's like, damn, you look young. He goes, all right, I'm the man. It was fucking funny.
All right, I'll concede. You're right, I am.
Jane was laughing.
It was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. It just happened without thinking about it.
Yeah, I was kind of, you know, it's always nice to go through the McDonald's drive-thru in the middle of the night. Because I always, for some reason, I always want McDonald's when I'm drunk. I either want McDonald's or breakfast. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like eggs or something like
McDonald's that. Night crew on Fridays and Saturdays deals with the drunk crowd, and they seem to have the best people for it because they'll fuck with you over the intercoms.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
They're having a good time and shit with you. They know what's happening.
I mean, they're probably high too.
Yeah, so. They're probably high.
But, so we're all vibing. Yeah. We're all in the same
way. As long as everything moves fast, I'm happy. You know what I mean?
It did. I mean, it was busy. It was busy. Yeah. Like, but they worked it out pretty fast. Mm. And everything, like, all the fries were fresh even, which is always nice.
Oh, yeah, those two Big Macs, they were all fucking fluffy and shit. Like, the bread was fucking fat and fluffy. It was freshly assembled. The patties are getting thinner and thinner, though. It's just like two meat stripes in it now. It's not even patties. It's just
two meat stripes.
A meat stripe. Kind of like something that they peeled off like paper, like a slice of bacon or something. There's barely any hamburger on them now.
Mine was alright.
It's okay though. It's just lettuce and that sauce and the bread. That's what gives you that Big Mac experience and the pickles.
To be honest, I'm going to take a stand on this hill. I think the Quarter Pounder is a superior hamburger to the Big Mac.
I like them both.
Yeah, they're both good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that if I had to pick which one was better, the Quarter Pounder I think is a more substantial.
It's more like a hamburger.
Yeah.
A Big Mac is just a Big Mac.
Yeah.
It's its own thing.
I mean, the sauce is good. Like, the Big Mac sauce is good. Yeah. But I think if you actually just want, like, the ideal burger experience at McDonald's, I think the Quarter Pounder is your go-to. I'm just saying. Big Mac's good, too, but... And we also... Then we had, you know, Tom had beef thawed, so we had another burger again today.
Yeah, it's thawed down there. I make a pizza.
I go down there to get it, and like the patty's like this thick, and I was like, nice. It was so big, and it was like nice and nice and rare, because I like them like medium rare to rare.
Yeah.
And I had to eat it with a knife and fork though, because it was like so big and sloppy.
Big and juicy,
yeah, but it was like delicious.
Yeah, it was good. It had guacamole on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only
it
thing
didn't
about,
have mustard on it, but it just had mayo, ketchup, guacamole.
I'm not a huge
pickles.
Fan of mustard. I'll eat mustard on a burger, but if I'm, you know, if I'm putting condiments
it
on it, yeah, I don't usually.
I know you don't like it, so I leave it
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I'm not really a big
I
fan
put it
of
on
it.
Mine.
Well, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that I'm kind of meh about it. It's like I'd rather not have it, but if it's on there, it's not that big a deal. I'll eat it. Man, the only thing better than guacamole on a burger is like a fried egg. On a burger.
Yeah, those are good too.
God damn, that's delicious. Slasher Fred, there was a movie from the 2000s called Shadow of the Vampire. Yeah, that's right. That movie's amazing. That is a biography like about the making of Nosferatu. Yeah, Willem Dafoe was in that, and John Malkovich. Yeah, really, really good. Yeah, a whole what if Max Schreck was really a vampire thing. Tammy says, we're getting a thunderstorm here. We had one here earlier. I think it's not raining now, but it was raining earlier and, like, you know, thundering and shit. Fourth through down, anyone working at 2 a.m. and still got a sense of humor is probably the man. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, because I've never worked at McDonald's, but my brother worked there, and I had a friend that worked there for many years. And that's kind of a hard job. And I'm sure they have to deal with a lot of bullshit. And especially, like, the middle of the night, I imagine they probably deal with a bunch of bullshit. Although, maybe the middle of the night's not as bad, because maybe it's not as crowded, and maybe everyone's kind of chill. I'm not entirely sure. John Smith said, best thing at McDonald's, the vegetarian burger. They never get asked for it, so have to make it up special, and it's very good. Yeah, a lot of times they'll tell you to order something that doesn't really get ordered much, because then they have to make it instead of, like, put... Although, McDonald's doesn't do the heat lamp thing anymore, do they?
I don't know.
I don't...
They do have those little bins that they slide it through.
Yeah, but I think... I don't really know, because I thought, like, a few years ago they kind of changed because of competition, like, from fast casual restaurants where people were, like, you know, making your shit, like, right then.
Yeah.
You know, because for a long time, McDonald's... And it wasn't just McDonald's, it was Burger King, and everybody did that, but they would make a bunch of burgers, like, ahead, and then put them in the heat lamp, and then they would sit there.
Get nasty.
Yeah, so I don't think they do that anymore.
You see, computerization has made the ordering process and the fucking assembly process a lot easier. You don't need people yelling everywhere and, you know, and fucking yelling to some fucking head cook who's fucking trying to organize it all. There's screens, so it shows them what to do and what to assemble on each order and what has to go out. So it's they got it down to where it works like a machine, you know, like a robot.
Yeah, it is like much better.
That's why it moves so quickly now.
Well, and plus a lot of people are ordering, like, through apps, and they're sort of ordering. You can order on the screen. Like, some McDonald's, but the one that used to be by our old house had the screens where you could just come in and order, like, on the screen, and then you could just pick it up. You didn't, like, have to.
They know what order and which to do things, so it keeps it all organized.
Tammy says Burger King's Impossible Whopper is good. It is. I got one time just out of curiosity. I mean, I'm not a vegetarian, but I just wanted to see what it tasted like. And it was actually pretty decent.
It's all right.
It's pretty decent.
The thing is that I would never buy another one just because of the price. You know?
Yeah, they're
a little vegetable, if it's vegetable product, it should be a fraction of what meat would cost. I'm not going to pay more for a vegetarian hamburger.
Yeah, but it's nice for, like, vegetarians and vegans to have that option.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I even remember, like, back in the 70s and 80s, I knew a couple people that were vegetarians, and it was, like, a pain in the ass. Like, because most restaurants didn't even have, like, a single vegetarian option other than, like, a side salad. And even then, like, a lot of times, I don't know if a lot of people knew, but even some dressings and stuff like that aren't vegetarian because they have, like, anchovies or something like that in there. So they didn't really have a lot of options. So it's much easier nowadays to kind of get what you want. Speaking of breakfast, have you seen Falling Down with Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
I did, like, a long time ago. I kind of want to, like, rewatch it. It's been, like, so many years since I saw it. I think I might have seen it in the theater now that I'm thinking about it. Peter says, my wife was a breakfast manager there many, many years ago. At McDonald's, I'm assuming? Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've ever actually worked in food service. I've worked in retail. Like, I used to work at a record store. But, yeah, I don't think I never worked at a restaurant.
I never worked in fast food.
Yeah.
I worked in restaurants, but never fast food.
My brother worked in restaurants. He worked in McDonald's. He worked at Bennigan's, which I don't think is around anymore, and some other places. But I've
heard that a modern McDonald's is, like, a good place to work. It's just because everything is so streamlined and modernized. It's not like working in a traditional kitchen where it's super fucking hot and fucking, you know, spilling damn boiling oil everywhere. You know, it's not as bad because they just have everything just kind of adjusted for people who kind of are not cooks. They're just food assemblers, you know. So this is not like a passion of theirs. So everything has to be kind of made as simple and streamlined as possible to get that job done. And evidently it's... They say it's kind of, I don't want to say fun, but easy. Very easy.
I imagine it's probably much easier than it used to be.
Yeah. A traditional kitchen is kind of like air traffic control. You're sitting there trying to organize everything. A head chef's fucking yelling and screaming. There's a bunch of pre-planning involved. You're working hours before the restaurant even opens up to fucking do things like get salads ready or salad toppings or to start baking things that are going to be used for the day, fucking setting up steam tables and stuff. There's just a lot of shit that has to happen. And then when it's go time, man, it's fucking confusing to keep all that shit in order, and it all has to come up at the right time. There's an art to it.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine. I've watched enough Gordon Ramsay and enough, you know, shows about like how restaurants run, because I'm fascinated with how restaurants run, but it is like a very, very high stress environment. Yeah. Probably not fast food, but like regular restaurants is very high stress.
Basically, two teams working together, you know, the kitchen and then front of house, you know, all the wait staff, and you know the hostesses and the damn managers, and they've got to work together like a well-oiled team, and a lot of shit can go wrong.
Well, there's so many moving parts, you know, and you never know from day to day, because you never know, like, who's going to show up or what they're going to want or how shit's going to go.
You're the kitchen and you fucked something up on a damn order, and then the waitress takes the blame for it. She didn't make it, you know, and then she loses tips, you know, so, which they don't do that much anymore. It's just that only an asshole would penalize the waitress for something that the cook did. You know, those assholes are few and far between. But you are kind of like jeopardizing them, you know. They shouldn't have to even hear any complaints from a customer.
Yeah, because like I said, they didn't make it.
Right.
I mean, it'd be one thing if they made a mistake, but if your food's cold or some shit like that, like the fucking server didn't do that.
Yeah, well, they're making mistakes too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Everybody's making mistakes. They're making mistakes, and, you know, people getting blamed for each other.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just kind of like... As long as it's just a mistake and it wasn't done with malice, I mean, there's really no reason to get, like, all fucking bent out of shape about it.
Yeah. Oh, man, there are some assholes you're dealing with the public.
Yeah, no shit, I know. Like I said, I never worked in food service, but I worked in retail, and shit, man, we had our own share. I used to love, here's my favorite thing, and I'm sure anybody that's worked in retail or in food service probably has this too, but you always had the assholes that would come in and gripe about the prices, and they would, like, yell at me.
Yeah, about the
The CDs were too expensive or something. Yeah. I'm like, bitch.
Yeah, I
didn't price the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I just work here for minimum wage, okay? Yeah. Get the fuck off my ass about it. I don't know why they have to. I guess they're just like unhappy in their own lives and they have to yell at somebody that they feel is beneath them or whatever. Yeah. But I was just kind of like, dude, I have absolutely no control.
Every restaurant I always worked at, there was at least one problem customer too. It's a customer that keeps coming back and fucking they are never satisfied with anything that happens, but the bitches still keep coming back. And they'll order something that has to be done exactly the right way for them. And the difference between the right way and the wrong way is just like a hair's breadth. Like some freaky ass bitch that has to have fucking eggs over easy with no fucking brown, crusty, crinkly things on them at all. It has to almost look like a poached egg. But it can't be a poached egg. It has to be over easy. So you try to do that on a griddle.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Sitting there putting a whole bunch of oil on it, and then it doesn't really work, and you try to get it to the coolest part of the griddle, and that kind of works, and then it takes forever. You're trying to get that egg out on the plate in time with everything else that has to go to that table, and then that bitch sends that fucking egg back 3 or 4 times. Nope, that's not it. Nope, that's it. Nope, nope, nope. And you're like, fuck.
At that point, I think I'd take some eggs out there and shove them right up her ass. Just
keep sending the eggs back. The eggs be... No, that's not it. And then that same fucking customer will go, that was terrible. I just don't know why you guys can't get it right, this and that. And then the bitch comes back.
You know why? Because it's a power play.
Yeah, every fucking week.
They don't care about how the egg is. I refuse to believe that they're that picky. Yeah. They just like having power over peons.
Yep.
People that they feel beneath. Because, like I said, they're unhappy. Yep. They're at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yep.
And they just want to pick on somebody they think is beneath them.
Yeah.
And so they go around acting like the fucking queen mother.
In that particular case, we never saw the customer, though. It was the fucking waitress that was taking all the fucking...
That's what I'm saying. And it's just kind of... She's like, look, bitch, I didn't make your eggs.
Yeah. And she'd come back and goes, that woman's back. The egg woman's back.
The egg woman.
And everybody's, yeah, it's like that.
I mean, I really, why would you want to, like, spend your entire life just making everyone else's lives miserable?
I'm never coming back here. This fucking place is just,
why would
just
you
and then she comes back, 2 weeks later, back.
I don't
understand. Like, it never happened.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand, like, why people just make it their mission in life just to make everyone's life harder. I don't really get why people want it. It's just for no reason. Like, for no reason. It's just, like, stupid, petty shit. Yeah, Hugo's talking about Michael Douglas, The Game. Actually, I put that in the poll either last week or this week, but I don't think it won. Because I've been wanting to do that one. It's on Hulu or Amazon Prime or something like that. Camp Guy said... he was saying that he didn't really like to... He's like, I'm kind of leery to eat at a small family-owned restaurant unless I know it's clean. Seen too many Restaurant Impossible and the other shows. Yeah, and it really does seem like...
What
I don't know.
What country is he in?
Just U.S. and
U.S.?
Okay. I think.
There shouldn't be any problem for the most part. Is
although...
You shouldn't... Well, it depends.
Look at all the restaurants they had on Gordon Ramsay's show. Those were all like...
You can recognize a good one just by how clean it, how clean a front of house is. And... You can just tell sometimes. It's you can tell a shitty one. Just
well, I mean, if you go into the dining room and the dining room is like
dirty.
Is dirty or like has dust. Well, that's why Gordon goes in there and like checks the light fixtures and shit like that. Because he's like, the bitches aren't cleaning this. They're probably not cleaning the kitchen either.
Yeah.
Which is a good rule of thumb.
I can look at the menu and see what they're serving and get an idea what that kitchen looks like back there. And you know what I mean? If it's fucking shit that you would see on a menu back in the 80s or the 90s, you walk out. Because it's going to be a bunch of stodgy bullshit and fucking no.
But that was one of my favorite things to watch on Gordon Ramsay's show, like Kitchen Nightmares, was I really loved all of those terrible restaurants that that only Blue Hairs would come to.
Yep. Those are the ones you just want to stay away from.
Like that one. What was that one? Fleming's.
Yeah.
Fleming's.
Terrible.
And it was a...
Smorgasbord.
Yeah. No, it was...
Danish.
Danish. It was Danish. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but it wasn't a smorgasbord.
No, it was just like a Danish restaurant in Miami.
In Miami, Florida.
Which, Miami, that's Cuban food.
Yeah. Gordon kicked that place in the balls. He's like, look, right next to your place, this is where you're losing all your fucking ass here. They got a fish and chips place over here. It's fucking great. You know, and it's just like... And you know, and he stood out there, and Floridians are walking by, and he goes, "You ever been to Fleming's?" Like, no. And he said, and he says, "It's a Danish restaurant." And they were like, "Oh, okay." He goes, "Can you name a Danish dish?" And they're like, "No."
Cheese.
What is Danish food? and you know, Gordon's like, "Yeah, that's what I've been asking myself. What is that?" You know, and then you go on the look on the menu, and it was just bland bullshit. The dude that owned the place just kept the menu the same, and it was the same menu from like probably the 60s or the 70s, and that food probably really wasn't even popular in the 60s or the 70s, but its customer base is long dead. Those people.
Yeah, it was like all old people.
Yeah.
And the whole inside of the place was pink.
Yeah, yeah.
It was horrible looking.
Food goes in and out of style.
It does.
All right, and the main customer base was something from the 70s, all right? 70s and 80s when those people had money. Those people are all dead now.
Yeah.
All right, they're dead. They've been dead for 20, 30 years, you know, or 20 years. So they were dying then. So what was left is people, octogenarians, and only a few of those. But the main, you want people in their 30s and 40s, you know what I mean? People who are earning money, 50s. That's who you're looking for. People who are retired, they don't have enough disposable income to really... fuel a restaurant off of. Restaurant's supposed to be cool. People in and out the door, spending a lot of money, a lot of sides. If you can get them for drinks, that's even better. Drinks and desserts. That's where the real profit makers are. And old people, you're not going to get that out of them. So you don't even need them.
This kind of reminded me of that Kitchen Nightmares that they did, like the UK one.
Yeah.
Remember that restaurant, The Priory?
Yeah, like The Priory.
It was like in the and it was all old people, and the manager gave everybody coupons, so all the old people were in there, like
two for one.
Yeah, it was like 2 for 1. So it's like all the cheap ass old people that were on like fixed incomes would come in there and eat, and it was like a buffet, like right, or like a smorgasbord type situation.
Yeah, and they would cook that. They would recook all the shit over and over again. It was all dry because they couldn't throw any of that stuff out. They were just.
That's ridiculous.
There was no profit in what they were doing. They were slowly sinking, you know? And they were like, well, fucking, we can't get rid of the Priory. We can't get rid of the fucking smorgasbord stuff or the buffet. We'll lose all our customers. And fucking Gordon's trying to shove the dude's face in the books. He says, those aren't customers. All right? You're not making enough off that customer thing to even keep this place afloat. You have to get rid of those people and replace them with people that have money who are younger.
And yeah, because you want to build up a customer base that will be with you for like a long time. Right. It's not, not people with one foot in the grave, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, they drop off every year. There's fewer and fewer of them. And they're not being replaced because your food's fucking out of style. You know, well, that was that's what the deal with Fleming's was. People in that area didn't even know what Danish food was. Those customers are long dead.
Yeah, that was just kind of, I mean, shit, the food they were serving in there, and that show was like several years old, but the food they were serving in there, that was like old people food when I was a kid. Yeah, that was like stuff that like your grandparents would go out and eat and be like, ooh, it's fancy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it doesn't have any spice in it.
It'd be that kind of stuff.
Doesn't have any spice in it at all.
Yeah, salt. Everything just tastes, everything just tastes
black
like
pepper. Ooh, ooh.
Paprika. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All
right.
It's too much. It's too much.
Those people didn't have any seasoning in anything. So he just asked the fucking chef. He goes, do you know how to cook? He goes, oh yeah, I know how to cook. He goes, what is all this? He goes, I don't know. He goes, what do you cook? And he goes, Cuban food. And he goes, we're going to be a Cuban restaurant. He goes in there and kicks ass.
Yeah.
Basically packed.
Yeah, the dude could actually cook. Yeah. He was just kind
of. It's fucking Miami. You're talking about Cuban food.
Yeah.
That's what they eat.
Yeah.
So, you know. And Cuban food's fucking. It's far superior to some fucking bland, old-fashioned Danish food. If you went to go to Daneland or whatever that is that they're talking about.
Daneland.
What is that place?
Denmark.
Denmark.
Daneland.
I don't fucking know, man. Those countries are like the size of postage stamps. And they're always changing and shit. Fucking. All absorbing one another over the years. If you go to Denmark today and probably, hey, the show, this get some fucking local ethnic food. If you probably compare what was on that menu to what they're eating today over there, it's probably no comparison. They're like, you guys are eating that? That's fucking from the 50s.
Yeah, it's like, that was what our great-grandparents ate. What the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just like everything else. Like I said, especially nowadays with the proliferation of the internet and all these cooking shows and stuff like that, everybody's foodies, like, all over the fucking world. So you can't really get away with having a restaurant like that really anymore. I'm sure that there's some that were kind of like still limping along, but you just really can't. There's too much competition and there's too much good shit out there. Camp Guy said some of those places on those shows are so dirty, I can't imagine how they get passed by the health department. I guess maybe
some states don't really have a strict enforcement.
Yeah, or they don't have enough people to, you know, to go out and enforce. So it's like you might be have a health inspector come in like every couple of years or something like that, you know, because they just don't have the staff.
Yeah, and probably each state, because, you know, when you say United States, people think that each one that's some kind of uniform fucking cohesive body. It's not. It's 50 different states broken up into counties. Some of those states. Health inspection might be something that the county does. So in a state like that, not all the counties are going to be equal. Some of the less densely populated counties might not have the money to run something like that.
Yeah, they might just have one dude.
Might have one dude.
Yeah. So, and he doesn't have time to like go around and inspect.
Can't
everything.
Check them all, or he's somebody's brother-in-law and he has no intention of putting in a day's work at all. That's another thing.
Yeah.
You assume that government is meant to function. It's not. It's just to keep your brother-in-law in work. And that includes the military. A lot of those generals are in there because that's where rich people stuff their loser kids. Make them a general. Put them in the Pentagon. And they don't ever do a fucking day of work. You know, it's like a fucking welfare program. So a lot of the governments are like that. County governments. They'll run a little election, be like fucking some weird shit, like, you know, alderman of fucking, you know, Soho County, population fucking 500, you know. What does the job entail? You're the alderman. What do you do? You sit at home and make $1,200 a month.
Yeah, you basically just sit around.
Yeah, there. Nothing. Nothing.
And watch porn on your phone.
Watch porn. Yeah. Go to a meeting. What are we going to do at the meeting? We're going to meet.
We're going to meet and we're going to eat donuts.
Yeah.
Good meeting, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get back to our porn.
Yeah. You can go to these state governments and you'll see these big monumental looking fucking monumental offices. They look like fucking huge fucking buildings and shit, you know, like the looks like the fucking Pentagon or something. Boy, it must be some serious shit going on in there. Man, must be millions of people behind desks pressing buttons and fucking make. They press a button and something happens on the other side of the fucking state. You go in there and it's fucking empty. Empty. Empty tables everywhere. Used to be typewriters and shit on those. Then there used to be fucking PCs on those tables. Now there's nothing there. Because that department that used to have fucking 1,000 people in it now staffed by 20. And they're all at home working on working online through laptops. That's literally what it's like. A lot of those state buildings now, and even the federal ones, are more like monuments to a past. All that shit's technologically obsolete. Most of your government's in cyberspace. You don't need a building for that. They're not typewriters and piles of paper and shredding documents. They do that, but a lot of that's busy work, and it's not as many people as it used to be. But they'll blow up a whole office to try to get more people working, to make more parasites, basically. They're just living off fucking government tax. But it's because somebody says, look, man, we're going to open up a new office. Office of Jacking Off. Okay, yeah, yeah, Office of Jacking Off. We're going to do that. We're going to have 5,000 people working in the Office of Jacking Off. And then they're going to come up with this big scheme on how they're going to filter the fucking money through all their friends and then put all their friends on the payroll. And Office of Jacking Off doesn't, they'll build the building and everything. There's nothing in it. They're all working from home, jacking off from home on their laptops.
I hope they're jacking off from home.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Don't jack off in the office, you guys.
Yeah.
Shouldn't need to be said, but Grandpa's, I'm going to say it anyway.
Grandpa's ex-cop, he knows.
Tammy says, going back to what we were saying about restaurants, I heard the rudest customers are the after-church crowd. I have heard that also. Everybody I know that has worked in a restaurant has told me that, the after-church crowd is the worst. Rudest and, like, shittiest tippers. And I'm sure, like, that's, you know, that's a generalization, but I've just heard that from multiple independent sources. So, I have no cause to doubt it. Camp Guy said, I used to hate it when customers had a lot of modifications to the sandwiches we offered. I was reading an article the other day about... Man, if you're going to go, like, I don't have a problem if you're just going to go over there. Like, say you're ordering a sandwich. It's like, hey, can you just, like, leave off the onions or something like that? Like, that's not a big deal. But if you're going in the shit and essentially, like, making them make a whole thing just for you that's, like, not even on the menu, like, that's a dick move.
I used to go right up to a Starbucks almost every day to go get some coffee, go fucking hang out there to get my daily ride in, and then I'd ride back. And I'd show up there. I remember when I first started going up there, this is, and it said, you know, I was kind of like, I didn't know what a Starbucks was when I first started going there. I just knew it was just coffee. And they said, what can I do for you? So I said, I like a coffee. What kind of coffee would you like? Just some coffee, you know.
Oh, just the, there's coffee. No such thing coffee. As just coffee.
Yeah,
coffee.
And they're like, well, we have, you know, like, going, I was getting kind of confused.
What kind of coffee do you want?
Eventually, they realized that they didn't have to ask me anything. They just fucking have you some whatever.
Just know. Take it. Just whatever.
Hot coffee. I want. And then they had all
sounds
this fancy.
Picky.
Yeah, and then they had all this fucking fancy shit about Vente and Trente and shit like that. And I said, look, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't speak Italian. 20, 30, what's the, how many ounces? This, what you call it? A small, medium, large.
Because that's their
small,
thing.
Medium,
every
large.
Other place does that.
What? But small, medium,
small,
large?
Medium, and large. But Starbucks, that's their thing.
They're trying to be all fancy. I used to make fun of them. Stop trying to be fancy. You know, this is fucking just coffee. It's not even that good. Dunkin' Donuts had better coffee.
Well, it depends on what kind of coffee. Like, I like Starbucks, like, their
the cold
mixed
stuff.
Drinks. Like, yeah.
Yeah, the cold.
Like, their Frappuccinos and that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Those are really good. Like, I like the Java Chip one and all that kind of stuff.
That's
but the
dessert.
Hot coffee, yeah. I mean, it's like a milkshake, essentially.
Yeah,
that's right. Why it's good.
Yeah.
But and their lattes and stuff like that are good, but their hot coffee is hit or miss. Honestly, hot coffee, Dunkin' is better.
Yeah.
McDonald's is better.
Yeah, McDonald's is good.
7-Eleven.
Real good.
Has actually better coffee than... Well, the thing about Starbucks, and a lot of people complain about it, is that they over-roast their beans. So a lot of people say that they're various... They have different roasts, but a lot of them say like it tastes burned. And people have speculated that maybe they do that because usually they're mixing the coffee with other things, like to make a Frappuccino or whatever. So they want it to have like a stronger flavor to sort of offset the sweetness from all the other stuff. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I've heard. But a lot of people have complained that their coffee tastes burned. I never thought it tasted burned, but I don't usually get hot coffee from there. I usually get like a mixed thing.
Yeah, camp guy. That McDonald's vanilla iced coffee, man, that's fucking good, man. Really good.
I always get the hazelnut.
That's good, too.
Yeah. I got one of those last night,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, that's good, too.
But yeah,
it's probably just artificial flavoring, but it's good.
I'm sure it is.
It's good, though.
But it's good.
Yeah. So it's almost time for us to step off. This isn't a whole night, a sidetrack. We've been on for about an hour.
45 minutes.
Yeah, I gotta get that pizza ready.
All right. Oh, Slasher Fred just said in the 80s, Wendy's used to have a salad bar. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember
you
that.
You could punish them for that, too. They went in there, 'cause it was all you could eat, and I'd fucking put...
It's like, oh, I can eat a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to rue the day I came into this Wendy's. Yeah. You just scoop it all up and take it back to your table. I'll be taking this whole tin of tomatoes.
Yeah, I punish them and I punish the Chinese for putting that shrimp out there. That fucking boiled shrimp. Don't you ever put boiled shrimp out there on a fucking all-you-can-eat fucking Chinese buffet.
Tom will just inhale it.
You'll regret that. You will regret that.
We've, many times, many of the time, we've gone to Koi Wan and, like, we've just eaten, between him and me, because I'll eat some of the, like, scallops and stuff, or the little oysters or whatever.
They'll
I'll
stop
eat
putting it out.
They'll just stop. They're just like, God damn it, who's like, eating all of
off.
These?
They'll stop putting it out because we've eaten it all. Our whole fucking pile's up. They're like, shut shrimp down.
Until that guy leaves.
They're abusing it.
Yeah. Well, you can eat a lot more than I can. Yeah. Because I like when I go there, because I can only eat really like a plate and a half before I feel like I'm going to hurl. So I like to get like a little bit of each thing. So I get like a teaspoon of this thing and a teaspoon of this thing. But I'll get like several shrimp because I can eat a lot of those.
You could go to Koi Wan, which is Chinese Disneyland, really. It's beautiful on the inside. Chinese buffet. It's got an indoor fucking koi pond with a fucking indoor river that goes down through the side of the damn restaurant with fucking little bridges that fucking arch over it to go into the dining room. And when you come out of the dining room, it looks like you're outside, kinda. You know what I mean? Like you're going from the street. That's, you know, the hibachi and all that kind of shit. It's supposed to be like you're getting it off the street. You notice that?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
It's like a Chinese street with a fucking.
Yeah, it's like cobblestone. Like the floor kind of looks like cobblestones, and they have like little kind of fake trees and stuff. Yeah. So it kind of looks like it's outdoors.
Yeah,
outdoors. Like a market or something.
So I said it's like Chinese Disneyland.
Yeah.
So I think it was about $10 for the all-you-can-eat buffet, but you could upgrade it to like for $20, you could get the all-you-can-eat buffet that comes with that all-you-can-eat shrimp, but boiled shrimp. And for the $20, they'll fucking throw in all-you-can-eat crab legs. I punished them for that, too.
I can eat a lot of crab legs.
I can eat a lot of them damn crab legs. And crab legs, I think crab legs slowly vanished off that menu.
I think that's only when they're
available, I guess.
Well, no, I think that you can only get the crab legs deal after 4 p.m.
After 4?
I think it's after 4 p.m. Okay. is what it is. Like, if you go, because we usually go around lunchtime, like 11 or 12, and I don't think you can get it then. I think that's just a dinner thing.
Just dinner thing. Okay, well, we have to make our way back down there eventually where I'll punish them for offering that, because they will live to regret it, offering me crab legs. I'll clean them out.
I'll be
standing there just waiting for the crab legs to be delivered. So where the crab legs? Just take them all. And I'll have a bunch of different plates. I have a plate with all the fucking crab legs, a plate with the fucking my sauces and all the damn butter, and another couple of empty plates for all the husks.
Yeah.
And I got these girls playing. Come taking a husk.
And then he has a plate with a bunch of like lemon wedges on it so he can wash his hands, get the fish smell off. He's got it all planned out.
It's a fucking crab consumption center, like a control room, you know? Yeah.
Which, like I said, usually when I go, I'll get like a plate with like a few boiled shrimp, and then like a couple of scallops, and then sometimes I'll get some wonton soup, depending on how hungry I am. And then I'll kind of go through that, and then I'll go back and get another plate with just like a teaspoon of a bunch of other things. I usually stick with seafood dishes, and meat and vegetables. I don't usually do. I love like lo mein and stuff like that, but I don't get like lo mein or rice or anything like that because that's just like it's too filling. I'll just get like pepper steak or if they have any kind of like steamed fish or anything like that. And then sometimes I'll get some dumplings. But
John Smith's got it right. Yes, this question. So Tom views all you can eat as both a challenge and an insult? Yes. Yes, exactly. Now you understand it. You know, you understand it now. I'm like, what? No, I'm going to fuck you up for that. All you can eat?
The audacity of offering all you can eat.
You're going to pay. You're going to pay. Because I'm going to put that to the test.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to try to eat
Tom can eat an amazing amount.
Of seafood, yeah. Certain things I can't eat that much of it. But shrimp, oh man, I could eat pounds and pounds of it. Same thing with crabs. And lobster tails, I could just fucking, one time in Egypt, I just fucking stuffed myself with them. I must have ate about 15.
They were sticking out his nose.
Must have ate 15 of them. They were the smaller ones.
Yeah.
But the British cooks down at South Camp on the MFO mission fucking served them, okay? Israel sent them to us. They were kind of like tribute, I guess. Because we were enforcing a peace treaty there. And they were up there on the line, man, and fucking everybody's passing them up. And fucking the British guys, the cooks got pissed. Man, you guys got lobster. Nobody's taking it. And fucking the guys that did love it, somebody's like, I ain't eating that. It looks like a bug, you know? A lot of guys just fucking, you know, never
it
had
is
lobster.
A bug.
Looks like a bug.
A
I'm not eating that.
Bug.
But no, the lobster eaters just all went to the fucking same group of four or five tables and just cleared them out. It says, "Don't worry, man. We're not gonna." Because they were like, "We can't. You can't store this stuff. Only thing we can do is make lobster bisque afterwards with this. We got to eat it." That's what the cooks told us.
Yeah.
So like, all right, we're gonna put this shit to the test. I must eat 15 of them things. And then took a couple of them back with me, probably four or five of them, back to the barracks in ice, in a bucket of ice. That's what it is. And I ended up putting it in a bucket full of ice from the fucking ice machine. And they chilled it. It wasn't quite as good, but it was okay. Later on that night, I was eating some more, but I got sick of it. I had a whole soup bowl full of fucking butter. Pulling that shit into and it's just guys, so there's no reason to use knives and forks, you know what I mean? It's not like you're in public, you know?
There are no ladies present.
There's no ladies present.
So you can just act like a caveman.
Yeah, just fucking caveman and chow. There's fucking...
Burp, fart.
There's fucking... There's fucking...
Scratch your balls.
There's fucking... No, you got fucking butter on your hands, man. You're in uniform.
Buttery balls.
Yeah, you're in uniform. And but no, fucking around the table, you had fucking... yeah, fucking lobster tail husks falling off the fucking table, you know, on the floor. It's like a ring of lobster tail husks. We picked them all up, but
well, know. That's good. That's good.
Because they were fucking hey, oh shit, you know, it's funny. Yeah, we've been drinking too. You know, we were off duty.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
Bearded Dude says, "I want an all-you-can-eat international buffet, the finest from around the world." That's actually a good idea. I wonder why nobody's done that. I mean, I guess you can kind of do that if you go to Epcot. Like, you can eat around the world, but it's not really the same thing. It's like, it would be cool if it would be, like, all in one building. And you could just, like...
That's a lot of dishes.
I know, but, well, you could just, like, pick a handful from, you know, you don't have to have every country in the world, because a lot of people...
Well, Koyawan's kind of like that. Because it's got Japanese, Chinese, American... Italian American, remember for like the kids?
Yeah, for kids because it has
like
chicken nuggets
and then there's
shit,
some
like
stuff
spaghetti and shit for little kids.
Then there's stuff on there that's Thai.
Yeah.
So
depending on the day, they have different shit. Like
Yeah,
it's just it's basically Asian, and then they have like some American and
because not everybody likes that. His whole families go, so some kids don't eat it, or some people are like, "Well, I can't eat this." They got pizza on there.
Yeah, like pizza and French fries and shit like that.
Yeah,
and chicken nuggets.
There's stuff that you know, white rice and potatoes and fucking pieces of steak that aren't really Asian scent, you know, flavored or anything. It's just kind of generic, you know. So it doesn't have to taste Chinese. There's. Nothing they had at Koi Wan was just a whole big old thing of damn sautéed mushrooms. You can just pick up their whole mushrooms.
Yeah.
Sauteed, they're good.
Oh, I always get those.
Eat
I
a lot of those.
I love mushrooms. It's funny because when I was a kid, I used to hate mushrooms. I thought they were disgusting. But then, like, something just... I used to think tomatoes were disgusting, too. But then, like, for some reason, when I got a little bit older, everything just clicked.
Yeah.
And now they're two of my favorite things.
Yeah, they're good. They're good and they're big. They're like the size of damn golf balls. You can sit there and eat a bunch of them.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, they were in that kind of like that butter. Look, I gotta get off here.
Oh wait, there's one more question. Okay. Mrs. Evans Artie Party says, "Jenny, are you working on a book?" Yes,
okay.
I'm doing a It's kind of like, I'm on like chapter 6 or 7, and it's fiction, but it's sort of based on a real murder case. But that's all I'm going to say about it. But it's going good. I think it's going to be good. But it might be a while. I'm going to try and have it out by the end of this year, but we'll see how it goes. All right, so we're going to go make some pizza. Yeah. So thanks
margarita
for...
Margarita pizza.
Margarita pizza, yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for hanging out with us on this Sunday. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow.